This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
Two things are happening today. It is Alibaba's 11/11 sales, not just Alibaba, pretty much every online store, Singles Day, as they call it. That's happening today. And the main story that we're discussing is that KFC proposal. A man in South Africa proposed to his girlfriend in KFC. It was videoed, it went viral. A whole bunch of people started donating to their wedding, including 70-plus companies, I think you said.
70-plus brands.
70-plus brands. The question that we're asking, are these companies doing good, genuine good, or are they just jumping on the bandwagon whilst it's there?
So, they have free data from a couple of telcos already for a year. So I think they're sorted for free data for a couple of years from now. Also, they've got a new pair of rings by this jewelry maker.
Okay.
So they've got rings for their wedding as well already.
Wow. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
No longer Singles Day.
No longer Singles Day. Oh, well, it is Singles Day, literally Singles Day. I was just looking at my phone just now. So it's 11/11. So this article came out in Reuters, and of course it's everywhere if you've read it as well. I'm getting different figures. So some people say 12 billion, some people say 13 billion. But Alibaba's Singles Day sales has hit 12 billion, according to Reuters, in the first hour.
That's 12 million US dollars. 12 billion US dollars.
Right? So I'm not going to do the conversion. Everybody just talking the US dollars. So akin to Black Friday and Cyber Monday in the US, a Singles Day has been promoted as a shopping fest by Alibaba chairman and CEO Daniel Tong since 2009, and it's now the world's biggest online sales event. So if you all don't know, it's the four ones referencing being single. So it saw sales worth 30 billion on its platforms on Singles Day last year, dwarfing what was only 7.9 billion in the US, right, for its Cyber Monday. And yet the 27% sales growth was the lowest in the event's 10-year history. That was last year. And that was because I think Jack Ma stepped down as chairman, and that probably had an effect. But now, so this 486 billion Chinese retail juggernaut kicked off this year's 24-hour shopping fest with performances with Taylor Swift and local celebrities. So it hit the 1 million mark in the first minute and 8 seconds.
What?
Yeah. First billion mark.
So I don't know how accurate this is right now, but I have a figure from Alibaba as of 10 a.m. this morning. I've lost it again. I've got to open my phone. I'll come back to it. Keep talking, Frida.
It probably keeps growing, 128
billion Chinese yuan.
So whatever that is in US dollars. So it expects over 500 million users to participate in the shopping festival this year, about 100 million more than last year.
It's 24 billion US dollars.
Since 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m.
Yeah.
So what? Oh, billion. Okay. So it also comes at a crucial time right now. The company is looking to raise up to 15 billion via a share sale in Hong Kong this month. Don't think that's such a good idea what's happening there. And although it is number one, there is competition. There is a longtime rival, JD.com, and there's an upstart called Pinduoduo, which surged in popularity in 2017 by targeting consumers in China's lower tier cities, right? A couple of million people live there as well. So there you go. This is happening.
Those are insane figures.
Right. So.
And this is just Alibaba, right?
In the first day, you know, it's
the
just.
First minute.
It's ridiculous. You know, doesn't this make you for a second just think, what is going on?
But of course.
What are people buying? You know?
Have you bought anything?
I have.
Ask
me on air.
From Alibaba?
No, not from Alibaba. No, but I was up at midnight, like trying to get payment through. You know, I tried online banking, tried my credit cards and all that. I couldn't. But yes, I was on a marketplace trying to buy diapers and baby formula.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Something like that makes
because
sense.
Because the discounts
leverage,
are great.
Right.
So this is what's happening locally. And I guess like all of us are leveraging on it around the world. So Lazada has this battle of the brands and there's an Instagram banter going with the different brands, which I thought was kind of cute, right? It was started with Philips Malaysia saying, you know, dress, jeans, hoodies, whatever you have in mind, no crumbles or creases. It's a match for my steam generator. And you think you stand a chance, Vera Moda Malaysia. So those You know, there was a battle going. And then Vera Moda responded, "Oh dear, my Phillips, let's not get too ahead of ourselves, shall we? My clothes are made of the purest of material. We don't need you to stay fabulous." Then Sanheng came back and said, "Dirt mud, not sauces, can come close. And you, Vera Moda, questioned my prowess? Ha, laughable." And then this went on and on with a few other brands as well.
I'm just curious because like the start of, I know even on Lazada, there's like entertainment and stuff like that, right? Because you just said, like they had Taylor Swift and Jackson Yee on Alibaba kicking off the 24-hour shopping fest. Like, even with the distraction, they can still make like 1 billion in the first minute.
I mean, as of 6:30 this morning, they were over 20 billion US dollars. And then, of course, Taylor Swift came on. They had the mascots from Tokyo 2020 appearing. A whole bunch of stuff is happening. You know, it's just crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And we talk about Black Friday sales and we talk about these sales, about how big they are. Not a drop in the ocean, is it?
And tomorrow we'll have like the real figures for like the whole 24 hours.
Yes, insane. Right, we should probably wrap up. My word. Ladies and gents, what a show, what a show, what a show. If you're only just joining us, you've missed it. What's wrong with you? You can download the podcast a little bit later on, though, of course. It will be up on the website, it will be up on Spotify, and wherever else you get your podcasts from. We've been talking about that KFC proposal and whether or not these companies who are getting involved were doing the right thing, were doing genuine good, or if they were just jumping on this bandwagon of free
Promotion, publicity.
There's the words. Yeah, both of them. Thank you very much. And then, of course, we moved on to
That story about how some startups now want to help people manage their relationships. By the way, they would manage sales leads, managing your friendships using software. It's called Personal CRM. Mm.
And we close the show with Alibaba Singles Day sales hitting 12 billion in first hour. And what? How much at 10 a.m.? 24 billion.
24 billion US dollars. Right, wrapping up then, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, the International Baccalaureate is an international educational foundation with the mission of developing inquiring, knowledgeable and caring young people through intercultural understanding and respect. Up until 2019, the foundation boasts almost 7,000 programs being offered worldwide across over 5,000 schools in 157 countries, reaching an estimated 1,250,000 students or more. The Breakfast Grill spoke with their Director General, Dr. Siva Kumari, to discuss its growth, applications, and relevance in this age. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Frida Liu, Audrey Raj, and of course Christian Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.